Not a person here. I believe a while ago I recognized Brother Statcliffe, Julius Statcliffe, captain in the army. He was here somewhere. He's a good friend of mine. Wrote the book, the African book. I seen him somewhere a while ago. And that, as far as I know, yeah, Brother Julius, I'm glad to see you and sister there tonight. And outside of that, looking in the audience, as far as I know, I don't know anyone. And you know, I don't, if Julius has something wrong with him, he or Sister Statcliffe, I don't know what it would be. That's right. In the prayer line, I guess I'm a stranger, because I'm Brother Brown, he's man here, I know them. But I want you to believe, and may the presence of the Lord come and heal the sick. What do you think about little Mexican lady sitting out on the end there, suffering with a nervous condition, sitting there with a little scarf around her head? Do you believe with all your heart? You've been extremely nervous lately, haven't you? If that's right, raise up your hand. All right? Now your faith has healed you. You can go home and be well. Now do you have to have on anyone on the platform? That woman was sitting there believing that to be the truth. Watch her, how she's weeping. She can't help it. That light fell right over. That's what makes her act like that. That woman's been so nervous that the devil's even tried to tell her that she's crossed the separating line. That's right. Blackness hangs around her. But she's healed now. Little Mexican man right behind her with a back trouble. You believe God will make you well, sir? You believe that? All right, sir. That's what you had. Is that right? Raise up your hand if that's right. Now you can go home and your back trouble has left you. Amen? Here's a lady sitting right in here. Right down here looking at me. White woman looking towards me. She has a back trouble too. If she believes with all of her heart, she can be made well. If you believe it, that's up to you. God will do it if you'll accept it. And believe with all your heart, God will make you well. What do you think about, little lady? You believe with all your heart? If you would, epilepsy would leave you. Never have to have it no more. You believe that God will make you well? Would you believe Him, trust Him? If you would, it'd never bother you. You could believe with all your heart. Arthritis would leave you, sir, if you believe with all your heart. Amen. See, you don't have to have people up here. You just have to have faith. What do you think of that throat trouble? Will it leave you? Make you well? The lady sitting right next there. When that man raised his hand, jumped to you, and I seen that light going, it went up there in the balcony, that girl sitting there come back down here to you again. You had throat trouble. That's right. You believe that God make you well? It's left you now. Amen. Have faith in God. You believe with all your heart? I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you. God does know you. If God will tell me what's your trouble right here, you be the judge. You believe that you could accept it then? You believe that His presence would be here then? Will the audience believe with all their heart? Now the lady's a stranger to me. I've never seen her in my life. But God knows you. You know I'm a stranger. Is that right? If it is so the people can know, raise up your hand. The lady's already anointed. The light's on the lady because she's a Christian, a believer. I see the little lady all upset about something. She's praying, moving back and forth. She's got trouble with her lungs, too. That is right. Now I see something you're fixing for a... No, you have been operated on. It was a gall condition. You was operated on for them. That's right. Then you're upset about somebody. A son, about 21 years old, that a spirit of evil has overcome the boy. That's right. I can't heal, but you can't hide your life now. It's in His presence. That's true. Will you believe God for these things? Oh, God of heaven, send Thy mercy upon the woman, and may she go from here and be made well. And may the tears on this handkerchief be token for her son. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, little lady. Go believe me. Now, don't doubt that faith. Not bad, son. Don't worry. Believe you, just believe you. You're a fine young man. It's shame. Don't worry, you'll overcome that. You'll just believe. I've never seen you in my life as an Noah, but God knows you. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. That man doesn't even, he's not even here. He lives in California. That man's your brother. And he's had something wrong with him. And that's connected with this same thing here. Your brother had something like the flu, and it hurt him, and it affected his mind. That's right. That is true. You believe that he'll be healed? Go up down, Mr. Buford, then, and hear from you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may he receive it. Amen. God bless you. Go believe me with all your heart. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now here's that same thing again. No, here it is. If you are suffering with a nervous condition and with trouble in your bowel, that's right, and your husband's suffering with a bowel trouble too, and a mental condition. That's exactly right. There's that devil trying to move through there. All right, take that handkerchief and lay it on him. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he be made. Have faith in God. Do you believe His presence is here to heal? I have nothing to do with it. Now, I don't know you. But God does know you, doesn't He? You believe Him. All right? You've got a nervous condition. You got something wrong in your side. Right. You have a heart trouble. Right. Yes, sir, nervous heart. Let me tell you, if you believe me to be God's prophet and you do that, amen, you want me to pray for your grandson because he's got a nervous trouble. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Amen. Then you believe me?
Amen.
Then in Jesus' name, receive what you ask for. Amen. Have faith in God. If thou canst believe. Now, what is it, friend? It's not me. It's the presence of the Lord. He's here to heal the sick, to make you well. Believe Him. Well, your trouble's in your arms and in your back. And about 2 days ago, you got a fall and hurt them all over again. Right. That's strange to you? You're not from here anyhow. You're not Glendale way. Your name's Mary, isn't it? Go home and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. Do you believe? How did you see? I never seen you in my life, did I? As far as I know. You've seen me, but I've never seen you. Well, here's one thing I want to tell you. A few nights ago, sitting here in the audience, you accepted your healing from a heart trouble. That's right. Is that right? All right. And you're here now for somebody else. It's your stepson. Exactly right. He's got a spinal condition. Exactly right. He's an alcoholic. You don't even know where he's at. Is that right? You believe me to be his prophet? Then the presence of the Lord is here to give you your request. Oh, God, in Christ's name, may you receive it. Amen. God bless you. You believe? Now, Francis could just keep on going, going, going. But I'm getting weak. That's exactly right. What is it? Because you people are doing it. Your faith is doing it. It's just a pulling. Just a pulling. Now, this lady here, I've never looked at her. I couldn't even tell you whether she's a young woman or an old woman. If God will show me here what's wrong with this woman, will you believe with all your heart? All right, lady, if you believe with all your heart, you can go home, eat your supper, and the ulcer in your stomach will be gone. You believe it? All right, then go eat your supper. In the name of the Lord. If you believe with all your heart, kidney trouble will leave you. That, do you believe you get well? Let's say praise the Lord. Do you believe His presence is here? How much do you believe? With all your heart? I wonder if there's a sinner here that believes that His presence is here. Do you? Do you believe He's here? It may be your darkest hour that you've had right now. But if you believe with all your heart, will you come here and stand with me just a moment for prayer? Will you do it? God bless you, sir. Come right out. That's the way to do it. Move right out. Amen. God bless you. What about you, lady, sitting there? You want to come up? God will heal you that poor circulation that you've been having sitting there. That shock you? You've been having poor circulation, haven't you? That's right. Raise up your hand. All right. Come stand here. All right, sinner. Come on now. It's your time, backslider, you lukewarm church member. You sinner, it's your time to come while the presence of the Lord is here. Will you believe it? Let's bow our heads now just a moment. Oh God, if this is the last meeting that Phoenix will ever have, you witness yourself alive. You are here. Your presence is here to do the greatest healing, to heal the sin-sick soul, to heal the weary, to bring those in who are indifferent, those people who joined church and doesn't know you by the Spirit. They've never been born again. They don't know what it means to have peace, that perfect peace that passes understanding. I pray, God, that you'll cast away all the fear and bring those people around this altar just now and give a healing to the body of Christ. And Lord, if there be some here who's so churchy and so indifferent that they won't fellowship with the other group, God, I pray that you'll make them ashamed of themselves, and if they're guilty of this sin, may they come to the altar now and confess their self. And may there be a breaking up in Phoenix, an old-fashioned get-together, a pouring out of the Holy Ghost because of your presence. Grant it, Lord. Now I ask you to come with your heads bowed in your prayer while the choir sings with us. Will you come? Come, sinner. I want you to stand around the altar, backslider and backbiter. I want you to come and stand around the altar. In Christ's name, if you judge me to be His prophet, I'll tell you this, that in Christ's name, you'll pay for your sins if you leave this building tonight without coming here and making things right before God. Now, if you believe me by vision, if you believe that God has spoke to me and believe that He speaks to me, make your way to this altar if you are not right with God. Let us sing. Always. As I without one plea, but that Thy blood. Come down out of the balcony up here. Come on. Come down out of the balcony. That's it. Come right on down. That Thou become oh, right back this way. Come down. Right down. Listen, sinner friend, you that's indifferent, you may be sitting in the balcony, you may be thinking it's a long ways down to this altar, but brother, from hell to heaven is a long ways too. Come now. Come out of your seat now. If you are convinced, if you're not, I don't know if there's any hope for you or not. After Christ coming and proving His Word, making Himself known, and coming present like this and doing what He's doing, the living God who's raised from the dead, and standing here, and if you judge me to be His servant, and me pleading to you with all my heart, my poor, hoarse, different voice will call out in the hour of your death on your dying bed. It'll haunt you through all ages. Make your way to the altar while we sing. Just as I am without one plea. Won't you come? That Thy blood was shed for Thee. And as Thou bidst me come. Come right out of the balcony, right down, we'll wait for you. God bless you, sis. God bless you, children. I arm it now. Oh, would you turn him away while his presence is good? Come right on, young man. God bless you. That one soul might be a gospel preacher coming there. Let us sweep the message of the Lord Jesus across the country. Come not on, man. Come, that's right, brother. That's right, sister. Here comes a man packing his baby. He wants to come anyhow, and his little wife. God bless them. Come not on down. That's right. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. Here comes the poor Indian woman. Here's another one weeping, coming down. Won't you come? That's right, my Indian sister. It's for whosoever will. Come right. That's right. Christ died to save sinners regardless of who they were. Won't you come just now? How could you sit still knowing that there's something on your heart and mind? How could you do it to know that sin has separated you from the blessings of God and His presence here? If you don't believe it, I challenge that you accept it. Now, this is not something made up, some psychology. This is the Lord Jesus raised from the dead. 2,000 years, infallible proof. The same life that He lived, He's living right here among you tonight. God bless you, little man. God bless you, ladies there. Won't you come? Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot. Won't you come? That's right, young man. Walk right down. God bless your gallant soul. If you'll hear me, if right here on this platform the power of God can make a blind baby or crooked-eyed baby come straight, cause the things to happen that's been happening, standing here and proven by infallible proof that He's here, sure He wants your soul. Just remember, in the morning,
may be too late. At 11 o'clock tonight, may be too late. An ambush may be screaming and blood running out of your vessels to your arms, and you're gone. What did he say? If you won't accept me, neglect me, in the days while you are now, in the days of your calamity, I'll only laugh at you. What would it be if you were a cold, formal church member, sitting here expecting the church to take you to heaven? The church will only confuse you. Christ can take you to heaven, and Him alone. I don't care if you're Catholic, that doesn't matter. A Catholic is a Christian and believes on the Lord and born again, he'll go to heaven. If a Methodist, that don't matter, Presbyterian, Lutheran, or a Pentecostal, no matter. Oh, you say I've spoken tongues, that don't have nothing to do with it. I've shouted, that still don't have nothing to do with it. Paul said I could speak in tongues like men and angels and still be lost. I could have faith to move mountains and still be lost. That ain't it. If the divine love of God isn't in your heart to take everything of the world out, you're lost. That's right. And the devil's only deceiving you. Now, if you believe me to be his servant, if God has proved by his word, by his spirit, that I'm telling you the truth, then listen to me. Tomorrow may be too late. Come now while we sing once more, just as I am. Everyone now, here's your last call. After this call, it'll be between you and God. I'm willing. Look at this nice big altar call here. Sinners repenting. Won't you come and join with them? Come on now while we sing just once more. All right, sister.
Just as I am, thou will receive. Oh, well.
God bless you, little boy. Dead.
Oh, Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Come right on. People are coming from the balcony. They may be coming to the altar. I want them to come right on. I'm waiting for you, dear friend. Oh, this little body of yours is not worth very much. But that soul's worth 10,000 worlds. This is healing on a higher level. This is eternal healing. If a man gets healed at the platform, he'll be sick again if he lives long. But if a man gets saved here, he's got everlasting life and will be raised up in the last day. That's the difference. This is eternal healing. This is temporarily healing. But Christ is here proving. Now look, has he proved it? First his word said so. Then he come. He moved to the audience, showed signs and wonders that he was alive. Then I made a call because he told me to. I made an altar call. Last night I didn't. Tonight he told me to do it. When I made the altar call, he said, there's people to come. I made the altar call. No man can come to me except my Father draws him first. Is he here? Certainly. And all that comes to me, I'll give them everlasting life and will raise them up at the last day. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall never come to the judgment but pass from death to life. You come because you have been warned of God, you've accepted it, and you, when you come here and bow your heads and surrender to God and repent of your sin, you are born again. You are a candidate then to be baptized into the church by the Holy Ghost, into the body of Christ. There's only one baptism. That's Holy Ghost baptism. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. You become a believer, born again, when you believe. He that heareth my words, believeth on him, except me. Has everlasting life right now. But God baptizes you into the body and puts you into the service by the Holy Ghost. This is what you do for God. That's what God does for you. There's the difference. You repent and accept what God has done. Then God gives you the next, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Peter said the day of Pentecost, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. By the promise is unto you and to your children and to them as far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This is the same gospel that Peter preached at the day of Pentecost. Same signs, same wonders, same thing, same Jesus. Just closing now, so I'll be sure I got everyone. The Bible says, there will be a day when it will not be light or dark. Did the Bible say that? Light. But in the evening, it shall be light. Notice, this Bible is an oriental book. The light, geographically, rises in the east. It sets in the west. And civilization has traveled from east westward. We're at the west coast now, where the east and west meet. Look, when the sun rose in the eastern country, the baptism of the Holy Ghost fell upon the apostles and the Jews. Now, since then, there's been a dismal day. It hasn't been light, neither has it been dark. It's been a gloomy day, just a day to join church and membership. But the Bible promised in the evening, that same sun that shined over there will shine out in the evening time. There it is, on the Gentiles. The sun shined in the east, it's shining in the west. It's sun-setting time. The Holy Ghost is here doing the very same. Yes, now, it'll be light in the evening time. Hallelujah. Oh, my poor Irish heart is thrilled to know that we are accepted. Praise be to God. This is fact. I want every minister now to take their place around this altar here. Every minister and co-worker. Everyone make your way. If there be some left, come around. You're now going to see great healing. That's right. Oh, my. It'll be light in the evening. The same Jesus that worked with the Jews in the east, the same Jesus is alive tonight with the Gentiles in the west. It's evening time. The same Holy Ghost, the same signs, the same wonders, the same scoffers, the same church members scoffing, making fun. There will come scoffers in the last days, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, and despisers of those that are good, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. When such turn away, it's evening time. The evening lights are here. Let's have a Christian bow your head now. I want to talk to these at the altar. God bless you, sister. Go on your road now and be made well. Oh, what a moment. What a moment. I spoke in his name. He turned around and spoke back that I told the truth. You accepted that on the basis of God's word. He's here. They heal you. Heal your soul. Make you a Christian. You Indian. You Spanish. You Anglo-Saxon, whoever you are, God's here. God's here. Little girl, the Lord Jesus is here to make you ever whit whole, honey. Little boy, Jesus is here. Grandmother, Jesus is here. Grandfather, Jesus is here. Young man, Jesus is here. Oh, young lady, Jesus is here. He's here. He's accepting you because you've come to him. Now we're going to offer prayer, and I want every person to bow your head, everyone to join with us in prayer. Oh, eternal and everlasting God, upon whom the crown of immortality has been set, this is my beloved Son,
Hear ye him. Moses and Elijah and all has passed away. All laws and ceremonies is finished. This is my beloved son. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, he said. I'll give you rest. He that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. These people, Lord Jesus, as you're here at the platform in this great power, showing yourself infallible, the resurrected one, the proof. Oh, no excuses. People are left without an excuse. You're here, and here stands Spanish, Indian, Anglo-Saxon, Irish, German, all different types of people, as thou hast died to save the world. And Abraham called the father of nations. Through the seed by Isaac come Christ. Through Christ's death we become dead to the things of the world and joint heirs of him, and are Abraham's seed. And we call those things which are not as though they are as though they were not, because we believe God's word. With the operation of the Holy Spirit, who can raise a ranked sinner from his seat and send him up here to this altar. Something's happened. Something's taken place. How could a pig ever be told that he's wrong? How could the lamb ever make the pig believe that his diet was wrong? Never could he, until the nature of the pig had been changed. Oh God, that's what you've done to these people tonight. You convinced them that they're wrong, and they want their nature changed. And you changed their attitude and brought them to this altar. And here they stand as penitent souls. Oh, as your servant, Lord, I call on you in Jesus' name and ask that every soul here will be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Grant it, Lord. Heal every sick person physically that's in the building. Get glory out of the service, Lord, just now. In Jesus' name, we wait for this great power to take place. Now with our heads bowed. Prayer of faith shall save the sick, spiritually, physically, whatever way it is. Now you people stand here this praying with the sinner, lay your hand over on them. Put your hand over on the sinner, please. Out in the audience. Now, everyone reverently. I want to know that these who are standing here who come for salvation, that you thoroughly believe that Christ, the Son of God, brought you from your seat to stand here before these people. No man can come to me except my Father draws him. You could not have come on your own power. You are a dead, motionless person without something operating you. And do you mean to tell me that the devil would make you raise in your seat and come here? Never. It was some kind of a spirit come within you that said you're wrong. You go up to that altar and confess your sins. I'll be there to meet you. That's him talking to you now. And as you have bowed your head and confessed your sins, God is just to forgive them. And now, God being so just to forgive you your sins, will you raise your right hand to God and accept Christ as your Savior now? Now that's something. God bless you, every person. Everyone has their hands up. Thanks be to God. They now accept Christ. What did you do when you raised your right hand? You broke every scientific law there is. Gravitation would have held your hand down. But the Spirit that's within you made a choice. And God caused you to raise your hand towards heaven to Him, to accept Him as your Savior. You are saved by the grace of God. And by doing that, you have eternal life. Do you desire the baptism of the Holy Ghost? If you do, raise up your hand. If you desire the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right on the same ground that you're saved on, Jesus sends the Holy Ghost for you, if you will believe. I want the audience to stand to their feet just a moment. Some good boy, have you to pray a prayer? Brother Dallas, Brother Boyd, some of you. Come here, one of you. Friends, these are new babies. These people are born again. They believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted Him as personal Savior. Their names, a few moments ago, went on the Book of Life. That's God's eternal Word.
Do you believe it? Say amen.
Amen.
Now they want the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be co-workers with us together out here in this great field. I want the people who have the Holy Ghost now come laying around close, ministers especially, to lay hands on them. Well, I'm going to ask Brother Ballard if he'll come forth and pray the prayer, and every one of us together, that these people will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All right, Brother Ballard.
While we bow in.
Now, if you will, I'm going to ask you for just a few moments, maybe say 15 minutes, if you be real quiet. Now, we've heard the message. If sinners have accepted Christ, surely we found favor with him. Now, what's next, Brother Brown? All right, it was God who led those sinners to him all around. It's God. Now, what do you do now, Brother Brown? Yield myself to the Spirit. And by a divine gift, I let just yield myself to his Spirit. He takes over. He does the work. Not me. It's not my words of speaking. It may be my voice, but it's his power speaking to that voice. Just like the mule, or like the prophet, or anything that God takes over, he uses it. Now, here's a man from here. Now, here stands a man tonight. And so far as I know, both of us are strangers to each other. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, I do not know the man. He does not know me. If I come here and said, I'll put my hands on you, hallelujah, you're going to get well. Well, he has right to tell me, well, I hope I do. See. But if I say, oh, in another 6 months, you're needing finances. That's what you come to ask God. You got a little family that's starving, and you want finances. Day after tomorrow, you're going to get them. Well, you'd have right to, well, maybe I will. Or if he wants prayer for somebody else, or they're going to get it. Well, you'd have a right to kind of doubt that. But if the Holy Spirit will go down into his life, like he did Philip. Now, the man may be a critic, he may be an infidel, he may be a Christian. I don't know, I've never seen the man. But whatever he is, watch what the Holy Spirit will tell about him. And then if the Holy Spirit will tell him something that has been, surely he'll know whether that's true or not. Then if he tells him what has been, he'll have faith to believe what will be. Is that right? Then he'll be the judge of that. And that would be just the same thing that Jesus did when he was here on earth. Now look, this is a man. There was a man came to the Lord Jesus, a good man, and Jesus said, behold, an Israelite. Now they all dressed alike. He could have not been an Israelite. He could have been a Greek or something else. But Jesus knew he was an Israelite, a good, honest man. And so it kind of astonished him. He said, when did you know me, Rabbi, or Reverend, teacher? He said, before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. What I? 30 miles around the mountain, the day before. First time he ever saw him. And the man looked at him and said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. Jesus said, because I told you that, see, that was the sign of the Messiah. Now, whether he will or not, I don't know. I can't say that. That goes to God alone. But if you'll be real reverent, and we'll trust God to do it. Just think, if he does do it, why, it ought to electrify this city. How can we sit so gross and groggy and know that the living Christ is in our midst? Shows there's something wrong. Like, I'll be real reverent. Let me talk to the man. Now, sir, I see you have a sign on you that says personal worker. All right? Now, if we do not know each other, and the Lord Jesus will tell me what you're here to ask him. To come ask me something wouldn't do much good because I have
there'd be money, I might have $200 to let you have. But I'd do that if you wanted it. I'd give you everything I had if I could help you. But if you're wanting healing or wanting something else, might be something I couldn't do for you. But you know what you want. And if you know what you want and what you need, he's able to tell me like he told a woman at the well. Is that right? If he'll do it, will you receive it? Will the audience receive it? Believe. Now, here's the place where I'm either found to be the truth or a lie. Either the truth or it's a lie. And remember, it's nothing I can do within myself, it's God permitting it to be done. Now, all know that. By divine gift. May he grant. Now, be just quiet. Don't move around. See, when the Spirit wants to take the whole, each one of your spirits, you know that. You're with me, be dead. So it's your spirit, see, that I catch. And when it is, if you'll just pray, just sit still, don't move around, just pray and say, God, be merciful to me. Look what he does through the night, everywhere in the audience, people. Is that right? Way more in the audience than up here. Many don't even send anybody for the letters pour in and things. Now they go to doctors and everything. Now they tell them, it's over. With that faith, believe. Now, if I could help you and wouldn't, I'd be a cruel person. But I can't help you, but God can. If God will let me know what you want from him, then you'll believe him, believe me to be his servant. If the audience can still hear my voice, I see the man walking within the floor. And his trouble is up in here around his eyes or head. It's a sinus trouble. I see him rubbing up in here, down in this way, it's sinus. And you've got something wrong with your side. That's right. And you've had an operation. And that operation is the cause of your side being that way. That's right. Now do you believe? Is that the truth? You believe? Then let's pray. I'm Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that your mercies will be shed to this man by the Holy Ghost, and may he be healed through Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Over now. Go rejoicing. Be happy. How do you do, ladies? Would I be a hypocrite to stand here before this sacred desk? If I could help you, you know how I feel. See, your hair's gray, and those hands have probably done a many day's work. And here you stand tonight, wanting something from God. If I could help you, I'd do it. But the only thing I can do is preach the word the best that I can. And then by divine gift, help you if I can. I see you at the house or place, and you're fixing a table. And it's something about when you're eating, it's your stomach. You got stomach trouble. Right. And then you've got a growth. That growth from the side. That's right, isn't it? Raise your hand if that's right. Now he who knows you, and you know I don't, do you believe that he'll make you well if I'll ask you? There's something here that's got me anointed. You know that, huh? You know that. What do you think it is? You think it's God? Well, then God said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe it? Our Heavenly Father, I lay hands upon this woman and ask for her to be healed in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
I pray, believe me, don't doubt with all your heart.
God wants you to.
What do you think? That you're praying, aren't you? If I tell you what you're praying about, would you believe me to be God's prophet? It's about your back. The pride isn't. Let's not raise up your hand. All right, it's over now. You go home. Be well. Your faith touched something, didn't it? That's just crying. Now have faith and believe. I challenge this audience in the name of Christ to look this way and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Just look and live. Don't doubt, but have faith. All right, little lady, did you sit there praying like that? Because I spoke of his back, you had back trouble too. That's right. That's right. You had sinus also. That's right, is it? You've got there praying, Lord, let it be me tonight. Is that right? All right, you got it now. You touched him. See what I mean? Look and believe. The Bible said, look and live. You believing? What do you think, sitting with your hand back on? You believe? You're praying too, aren't you? You believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has sent me to do this? You do? All right, you got skin trouble, haven't you? Is that right? Raise your hand. You believe you're healed? All right, go home and be well in Christ's name. Do you believe? Now, lady, I guess I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you, never see you. But God does know you. Isn't that right? I have faith in you. If God will reveal to me what you are here for, you believe it? I see the reason you don't. I could talk to you a long time. He'd keep telling you more and more I thought. As much as I would show me. See? But contacting your spirit, see, that's what brings it. Been sick this week, haven't you? Frankly, you've been in bed all week. That's right. You've had hemorrhages. Right? You've got colitis in the bowels, haven't you? Your name is Miss Reynolds, isn't it? You live at 2010 Henshaw. Now go on back up there and be over it and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. All right, ladies, we're strangers to each other. I don't know you, never seen you. Don't know nothing about you. But there's someone here who does know you. If he will reveal himself, will you believe his resurrection? Now look, you're aware that something's going on, aren't you? And you know you wouldn't feel that way because of me standing here. That light settled over you. See, that's what makes it real. Now you're suffering with an extreme nervous condition, which is caused by the time of life you're living. And you have something wrong in your chest. And you have something wrong in your stomach. Right. And you have a grip on your leg. Not right. Right. Now do you believe me to be a prophet? I mean a servant? That word stumbles the public. You do? Then I surely need help you. You've got someone else you're praying for. And that's a grandchild. Granddaughter. And she's got a growth on the knees. And she don't live in this country. She lives in a flat country. In the eastern country. It's in Ohio. Exactly right. Just a moment, lady. The man sitting right down here, the missionary, preacher, his wife sitting next to him praying for a headache condition. There's something about Ohio with you. I don't know you. I've never seen you. But as someone who's close to you that was healed in my meeting in Ohio of TB, it's a little boy and his mother's been prayed for the same. That's saith the Lord. All right, go on your road rejoicing. You can have what you ask for, lady. God be merciful to you. Oh, do you now believe? Now, sir, I don't know you. You know that. I don't know you, but God does know you. Let me have your hand just a moment. Your ulcers. Right. Correctly. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You would. You're doing something that's making those ulcers worse. The back will ruin them. Make you worse than ever. You believe God will take that cigarette away from you and make you... Will you surrender that cigarette in your life to Christ right now? You will? Then may that God of heaven take away the iniquity and heal this man in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go on your road rejoicing, sir. Join some real good church and make... Don't move, friend. Just sit still, see? If something happened, I've seen a hospital. It's an old woman. And she's in it. A mental hospital. It's that woman's mother sitting right there. She's praying for her mother. And if you believe that God will heal her? The Lord grant it to you, sister. God can heal cancer or anything else to make you well. You believe he can make that cancer leave you? Then I condemn it in the name of Jesus Christ. May it go from you. Amen. Have faith in God. How did you, sir? Those wearisome coughing hours. Asthmatic condition is a horrible thing. But do you believe Christ can make you well? You do? Our Heavenly Father, I bless this man in the name of Jesus Christ. May he be well. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go and be made well. My sister, God can heal heart trouble as same as anything else. You believe he'll make you well of heart trouble about asking? It's a nervous heart, what it is. You have worse when you lay down. I see you laying down. Some of this gas really what it is called push up against the heart. Oh, God of heaven, settle the nerves of this poor little woman and make her well in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Have faith in you. Strange when I said that to her, something happened to you, didn't it? It's the same thing. You both are here at the same time. We're just going off the platform rejoicing. Same thing. Speak of God. One lady. The lady coming has a black shadow following her. Shadow of death, which is cancer. You believe God will heal you, lady, and make you well?
Amen.
Our kind Heavenly Father, as my own strength is fading away, I pray for this woman. Oh, if you can heal a possum, how much more can you make this saint well? I condemn this spirit of death on her and ask that she lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Go happy, sister. Rejoicing. You got a stomach condition. Nervous, partially have dyspepsy, like the backing up of the food and stuff that goes into your stomach. Do you believe that God will make you well? Will you accept Him as your healer? Oh, eternal God, in Jesus Christ's name, I condemn the devil that's harming my sister, and ask that he leaves her. In Christ's name, amen. Have faith in God. Do you believe, everyone? With all your heart, you believe? Oh, hour after hour, this can happen. Well, what does it confirm? Jesus Christ alive. Jesus is here. What do you think of a little lady looking at you? There was female trouble right back there in the back of the audience. Do you believe that God will make you well? Do you believe it with all your heart? If you believe it, all right. You can have it. The Lord bless you. What do you think about it? Rest of you. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe God will heal you now? I tell you, friend, look at you. I'm just so weak I can hardly stand you. And the whole room just looks like kind of a... I know you don't call me a fanatic. Surely you don't. If one little woman touching him made virtue go from him, what if that's the Son of God? What about me, a sinner? Saved by grace. And what's doing these visions? Not me, it's you. It's your faith of touching him and he's answering back. Do you understand? Do you believe he's alive? Do you believe he's here to heal you? Then why not accept him? I wonder right here while we're standing, how many of you are convinced that the Lord Jesus is here? Raise up your hand. Now I'm going to ask for those, just a minute while we stop the line a minute, those who raised their hand along with those who did not raise your hand, I want you to come here just a minute. While the anointing is here with me, I want you to come here. I want you to come here. I want to pray for you. You sinners that raise your hand, I want you to come. The sinners coming seeking salvation, I want you to come to the altar right here now. Come down out of the balconies, everyone. Will you come right now? I want you to stand here while we pray for your soul, which is far more than your physical healing. Won't you come? God bless this poor old man coming on crutches. Sir, come and give your heart to him. You can walk away without your crutches. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that thou bid me come with, O Lamb of God. That's right. Come right down out of the balcony. Come right here now. You say, Brother Branham, why do you stop the prayer line early? Because I'm seeking the last. That's it. I want you to come now. Move right on down. That's right. Give him room back there. Come not down. Stand here a minute. I won't come here and pray with you. That's it. Come right on down this way. Move yourself right down here. Blood, oh, I shed for and thou bidst me come here,
backslider. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to lead you down here. I've seen a little colored girl come down standing here. Little red dress on, little white ribbon in her hair. There was a little girl taken captive one time, and she said to her master, I would to God that you were over in my country. There's a prophet over there who could recover you and heal you of that leprosy. How that little girl given testimony to her faith in the prophet caused an immortal story to be wrote in the Bible. Will you come just on out, come right on, you that are needing Christ, you that have the spiritual need of Christ, won't you come? I believe there were more hands in this that went up. I want you to come right on, won't you do it? I'm persuading you now. Here some time ago, you might have heard a little story. It was some time ago, there was a man standing in a court being tried. And while he was being tried, he said to the judge found him guilty, and said, I sentence you to hang by your neck until your mortal life is gone. And the man went up and he said, Judge, don't you know me? He said, no, I don't. He said, one day when I was a little boy, I was laying in a wagon. You were a young man then, Judge. Someone shot a gun down the street. The horses run away, and we're going to run over a big bluff. And you rushed in front of the horses and grabbed them and drove the hide from your feet until you stopped those horses and saved my life. Said, Judge, I'm that same boy. Save me again, Judge. He said, young man, that day I was your savior. Today I'm your judge. That might be said to you. Tonight he's your savior. In the morning he may be your judge. Won't you come while we sing once more? Just as I and wait not to my soul from one dark land to him who's blessed. And you're here to thank God for his goodness to you. Now we're going to bow our heads to pray. All over the building, everywhere. Merciful Father, be kind now. And I pray for each of these who are standing here, that they may be touched by thy divine power. I pray that you will give to them the forgiveness of all their sins. Grant it, Lord. And I know you will. You promised you would. And we now present them to Christ, that God has called them to this altar of repentance, and they have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, and they're standing here as a testimony to the people that they have accepted Christ as personal Savior. Now, God, I pray that you will baptize them into the body of the Lord Jesus by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And these your trained servants, instructing, who can stand here and make known to them this great revelation, I pray that they will receive the Holy Ghost this night. Grant it, Lord. Bless all who is in divine presence. This lady standing here waiting for her healing, I lay hands on her and ask that you will heal her in Christ's name. I ask that you'll heal each one, everybody that's here, every sick person. Oh, Satan, you know you're going to lose the battle. Christ defeated you at Calvary. You have no power. You were stripped of everything you had, and all you are is a big bluff. And we're calling your hand on that bluff in Jesus Christ's name. Get out of this building. Come out of the people and go from here, and may the spirit of doubt and superstition leave this building, for the God of heaven, who raised up His Son Christ Jesus, who is present right now to heal every sick person and to pour out the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the people. Grant it, God, in Jesus' name. Now, while we have our heads bowed, everyone praying, believing, now you here sick in the Holy Ghost, I want you to raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. You want God to fill you the Holy Ghost. All that wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost, raise up your hand. Now that I'm tired and I'm weak and weary, I'm going to ask our brother Ballard, a Christian minister, to continue this prayer. Those personal workers, lay hands on these people now. Lay your hands on them. Somebody out there that's got the Holy Ghost, lay your hands on those that's got their hands up. And now, for a great one unity, a great blast of the power of God, may you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and be healed in Jesus' name.